KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 9 degrees above zero here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high around 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, more details have been released concerning a bridge replacement project here in Cass County that KJAN reported on last week. Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation say a public information meeting on Tuesday, February 21st, will be held to discuss the proposed bridge replacement on Iowa Highway 92 over a small stream about 1 mile west of Iowa Highway 148 here in Cass County. The public is invited to attend the meeting anytime between 5 and 6:30 p.m. at the Messina City Hall, located at 100 Main Street. The meeting will be conducted utilizing an open forum format. Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the proposed improvement, and no formal presentations will be made. Now, if the bridge is replaced, traffic on 92 would be detoured during construction using Cass County Roads N28 and G43 and Iowa Highway 148. For general information regarding the proposed improvements or the public meeting, you can contact Don Stevens. He's the Assistant District Engineer at the Iowa DOT's office here in Atlantic. Number is 243-3355. News time is 8:01.
Better communication for a more romantic Valentine's Day. Now you might think, how does that work? But in order to have a healthy romance, you need good communication. And if one partner is experiencing a hearing loss that interferes with effective communication, that couple's love life may be sidetracked. This is audiologist Doug Leonard from ASI. When family members constantly have to repeat themselves, sometimes to the extreme of raising their voice, it can be interpreted as anger. Or when you're with that special someone and they're whispering sweet nothings and you can't hear them, they may think that you're unresponsive or not interested, when actually you simply can't hear them. But there is something that you can do. If impaired hearing is causing a breakdown in your communication with loved ones, a simple evaluation might just reveal the true villain in this love story. Be a hero. Call today for a hearing evaluation. Give your Valentine the gift of good communication, and you'll see the positive effects with your family and your friends. Call today, and together we'll determine the best decisions for your hearing loss. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Authorities are investigating the discovery of a body in northwest Iowa, in Ida County. The sheriff's office said a county worker found the body of a male in a ditch near the town of Arthur Thursday morning. An autopsy is pending. No other details have been released. Special Agent Terry Kluster with the Iowa DCI says the agency is looking into whether there is a connection with an Odebolt man who was reported missing on January 7th. 44-year-old Charles Byrd was last seen leaving his house as he went to look for his missing wallet. A western Iowa woman who was injured during a crash earlier this month near Missouri Valley has died. Harrison County Sheriff Patrick Sears said this week that 54-year-old Jeanette McGrew of Magnolia died February 4th, about 3 days after her car was struck head-on by another vehicle on Highway 30, 2 miles east of Missouri Valley. McGrew was traveling west on the highway when an eastbound vehicle driven by 31-year-old Carrie Collier of Woodbine crossed the center line of the road, and the vehicles collided on February 1st. McGrew died from her injuries at Creighton University Medical Center. Collier was treated for her injuries at the hospital in Missouri Valley and released. No charges have been filed. The accident remains under investigation. An Iowa insurance agent who started a side business selling unapproved erectile dysfunction pills will serve 2 months in jail. Federal prosecutors announced Thursday that David Kempema of Sioux City received the sentence, which was several months shorter than what they sought. The charge was one count of trafficking misbranded drugs with the intent to defraud. Court records show that Kempema purchased two types of pills from India that hadn't been approved by regulators and marketed them to customers online as Viagra and Cialis. Prosecutors say he shipped the drugs using a fake return address from Costa Rica and continued selling them even after agents raided his business in 2010 and warned him he was breaking the law. Kempema acknowledged selling more than 3,700 pills to 95 customers and agreed to pay $23,000 in restitution. A Sioux City woman who claimed she was mistreated by police during an arrest has been sentenced to 14 days in jail for assaulting an officer. 34-year-old DaCosta Daniels was sentenced Thursday in Woodbury County District Court. A jury convicted her in January of assault on a police officer. Footage from a patrol car's dashboard camera showed officers struggling with Daniels as she was handcuffed last August after a traffic stop. Police say an internal investigation found the officers had followed policies. Officials of the College Entrance Exam Organization, ACT, have recognized the Kemper Catholic High School in Carroll as a Legacy Red Quill Award winner. Nearly 50 high schools across the Midwest have received recognition for their achievements to better prepare students for college and career readiness. The high-achieving schools are being honored for 2011-2012 through both the ACT's Red Quill and Red Quill Legacy Awards. ACT recognizes those schools and districts with demonstrated commitment over several years through the Red Quill Legacy Award. This year's Legacy Award winners included 17 schools in 6 states, all of which are experiencing sustained improvement in student achievement. A Buffalo Bill reenactor will be speaking at the Union Pacific Railroad Museum in Council Bluffs as part of the museum's second Saturday guided tours program. Daryl Pulser of Council Bluffs will be speaking from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Omaha Railroad's History Museum. Buffalo Bill Cody supplied bison meat to the UP's Eastern Division track crew during the 19th century. And Daryl Pulser has been sharing the history of Buffalo Bill with the Council Bluffs community for many years. Guided tours of the museum are offered every second Saturday and cover a wide range of topics. Always free, the tour talks on expanded on topics and themes already presented in the museum. Well, the prize for Saturday's Powerball jackpot has risen to $310 million after none of the winning numbers were drawn Wednesday. Someone in the Omaha area won't have to spend an extra couple of bucks to vie for the prize. They've already won $1 million. Officials of the Nebraska Lottery say a lucky player walked into an Omaha convenience store and purchased a Powerball ticket that just happened to match the first 5 numbers, but not the Powerball itself. The ticket was sold at a quick shop on Cass Street in Omaha. The winning numbers for Wednesday's drawing, by the way, were 17, 28, 38, 39, 51, and the Powerball 33. It's the first automatic $1 million winning ticket in Nebraska since Powerball was changed last month. The person holding that winning ticket has 180 days to claim their prize. Democrat Christy Vilsack is mounting a serious financial challenge to veteran Republican Representative Steve King in Western Iowa's newly designed 4th District, but she still faces some big hurdles in the GOP-leaning district. Her financial disclosures show Vilsack has raised nearly $1.2 million for her campaign, which is far more than the $817,000 King has raised. Her challenge will be running in a district where new registration numbers show there are more than 179,000 registered Republicans as compared to about 132,000 registered Democrats. And that makes it the most heavily Republican of the state's 4 congressional districts. There are still 179,133 registered voters who are not affiliated with either party. Vilsack is the wife of Tom Vilsack. He's, of course, the former Iowa governor who's now serving as U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Senate Majority Leader Michael Grondstall says a property tax package crafted by Republican legislators would increase the burden on homeowners and won't be supported in the Senate. A plan supported by House Republicans is similar to one backed by Governor Terry Branstad. It would cut lower commercial property taxes by 40% over 8 years and provide $240 million to offset cuts to local government budgets. Speaking at a news conference on Thursday, Grondstall described that plan as the biggest tax shift in the history of the state. He claims homeowners would pay $310 million more than currently. Republicans say other aspects of the plan would protect homeowners from increased property taxes. And Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says the state's estimated share of a $25 billion settlement with the country's 5 largest mortgage servicers is $40 million. That settlement was announced on Thursday in Washington, D.C. Over abuse by the servicers in handling mortgages and foreclosures, Miller said Iowa will receive a direct payment of $15.3 million.
One of the first things, or really the first thing I think should be done with the state payment, is use that to support what I call the infrastructure that helps homeowners in distress. That's the Iowa Mortgage Help Hotline, thought to be the best and most effective in the country. It's the housing counselor groups that help in that process. It's legal aid that provides legal assistance to those that need legal assistance.
And Miller said another part of the settlement helps those who are underwater or owe more than their home is worth.
Many of them are current on their loans or are paying their loans and would be eligible to refinance their interest rates, but are unable to because they're underwater. It's sort of a catch-22. This would remove the catch-22 and provide that they could get a lower interest rate towards the market interest rate. The estimated benefit to Iowans is $11,602,000 in that category.
He said there is some $11 million to help those who are underwater in their loans. Other money would pay those who have been subject to some kind of abuse by the loan servicers. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, President Obama will announce a plan today to accommodate religious employers outraged by a rule that would require them to cover birth control for women free of charge. That's according to a person familiar with the decision. The Obama administration announced in January that religious-affiliated employers had to cover birth control as a preventative care for women. Churches and houses of worship, though, were exempt. Opponents of the measure, including Catholic cardinals and bishops and Republican leaders, responded with intense anger. "I've got a big surprise for you," that's what a social worker says Josh Powell told his oldest son before attacking and killing both of his children and then taking his own life in a fire at his house. Elizabeth Griffin Hall told ABC's 2020 program that she banged on the front door after Powell closed it on her and could hear the youngest son crying. Conservatives in Washington today that are gathered will hear three of the four GOP presidential candidates, Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich, will be speaking separately at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. Ron Paul doesn't plan to be there. Our news time is 8:11.
Better communication for a more romantic Valentine's Day. Now you might think, how does that work? But in order to have a healthy romance, you need good communication. And if one partner is experiencing hearing loss that interferes with effective communication, that couple's love life may be sidetracked. This is audiologist Doug Leonard from ASI. When family members constantly have to repeat themselves, sometimes to the extreme of raising their voice, it can be interpreted as anger. Or when you're with that special someone and they're whispering sweet nothings and you can't hear them, they may think that you're unresponsive or not interested, when actually you simply can't hear them. But there is something that you can do. If impaired hearing is causing a breakdown in your communication with loved ones, a simple evaluation might just reveal the true villain in this love story. Be a hero. Call today for a hearing evaluation. Give your Valentine the gift of good communication, and you'll see the positive effects with your family and your friends. Call today, and together we'll determine the best decisions for your hearing loss. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, John Joseph Waters, age 89, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for John Waters will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Don Mays, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Don Mays will be held today at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Brad Kimball, age 74, of Panora, died Wednesday. A prayer service for Brad Kimball will be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Larry Lee Ward, Jr., age 50, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Larry Lee Ward, Jr., will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Peggy Ann Kindheart, age 72, of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Peggy Ann Kindheart will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Helen Markman, age 86, of Fontenelle, died this morning at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Markman are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.